That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
Wouldn't you know it? We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana, hell yeah, Brett. We got Dana Wickens on the throne. That is the cajon in her very own home. We are
boom.
Brett and Dana
in the room.
She's in the room. We have an incredible guest as well. But before that, just some very quick off book keeping.
Some biz. Oh, that was great.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, really good. Say it again where I don't talk over
it. No, it was great. The biz is
off bookkeeping.
We have a show October 2nd at
the Bourbon Room
in Los Angeles at 8 p.m. Great news. If you are a Clubhouse subscriber at the Infinite Dreams tier, your email receptacle box should already contain an email that has the code and the link for you to get a free ticket to the virtual streaming version of that show. We've got that for you. That should be there. If it's not there, email offbook@gmail.com. offbookpod@gmail.com or come to the Facebook group. We'll sort that out for you.
And if you can't do the live stream, send us an email. We can give you a week later the on-demand version.
That is right. All Clubhouse subscribers, that is Extremely Sleepy Babies and Babies of Infinite Dreams,
right,
that will be posted there when we get the rights to it, which is a week after the live show. And those of you that can make it to the show, we're excited to see you there.
Please, if you do live in the area, come IRL.
Come IRL, because the theater, it turns out,
is big.
And we would love to have people in it.
We're so excited for those of you who've already bought tickets. We're sorry I've heard the confusion of the rollout. There were a little bit of behind-the-scenes tweakings we needed to do.
We've never done it before, and it was hard, and thank you for bearing with us, and we will endeavor to make this smoother in the future. Ooh, that's an almost rhyme.
Endeavor in the future?
Smoother in the future.
Okay, I feel like, was there any other business? Was there any other off-book keeping?
I think that was the off-book keeping.
Okay, great. So please, October 2nd, if you're able to come in person, we'd love to see you there. If you are streaming, we'd love to see you stream it there.
Yeah, you can buy a ticket to the virtual show.
Yes.
But if you are already a subscriber at our highest tier, that email should have the code for you already. Blah, 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 blah.
All links in the bio on the Instagram.
Love you. Thank you.
Kisses,
thank you.
Kisses.
Speaking of kisses, love you.
Oh my gosh. I think our one true love is here.
Our one true love is here. The prince who wakes us from our dream and turns us back into frog princesses. Please welcome back to the show, Tim Murray.
Kisses.
Kisses to my critics, kisses to my love.
Oh my gosh, kisses to my critics is an incredible flex.
Yeah, that is actually the title of this show.
Kisses to my critics.
And we can talk
no
about
matter
it.
What
no matter what the show is,
it's called kisses to my critics. Tim, welcome back to the show. You are a favorite of listeners and of ours, but we have you back here in a moment in time because you're about to do something incredible.
That is correct. Please tell the people what it is, because I'm excited about it.
I am so excited. I'm doing my new show called Tim Murray is Witches.
We talk about this title for a second.
Tim Murray is witches.
Please elaborate.
My name above the title is Witches. And I just play a bunch of different witches.
Incredible. And you know what? As you should, it's spooky season.
Are you excited about spooky season?
Well, for me, I'm not excited for spooky season.
Yeah, we're famously no thank you too scary.
But we are excited for spooky season, which is any of the spookies that are light and fun. Like, think pumpkins. Of a jolly pumpkin, not a creepy, like, blood monster.
The ghost emoji, not the ghost that rips your soul.
That's
out.
Right. That's sort of our energy.
Got it. You're giving Halloween Town.
Yes, I'm giving Hoobie Halloween.
Hoobie Halloween. And by the way, as we said last year, if you have not watched Hoobie Halloween and want to feel like you don't know what year it is, we do recommend that you check out that film on Netflix.
Yeah, that's
back
right.
To you, Tim.
I was once in a kid-friendly Halloween show at a theme park. Shout out to Cedar Point Amusement Park, America's Rock and Roller Coast.
Whoa.
And the other kids got to do like the hard punk rock, like scary show with like Evanescence music. And we,
bring me to death.
Yeah.
We bring me up inside. Fill my soul so with rage.
From the nightmare.
Save me from this nightmare. Ooh.
Can I just say, that song fucking slaps.
It slaps such so a hard. Good song.
A girl had to sing that like insane high note 6 times a day.
Okay, Elphaba could never.
Watch your mouth.
6 times a day, Tim.
That is true. 6 times a day. She was just, you know.
That's incredible.
The last couple were falsetto.
She had to.
She had to.
By the 7 p.m. You gotta protect your voice. Bloated head voice.
Spoken.
No mix
Nightmare
there.
I've become.
Sometimes it's the only choice you have. Okay, so we're gonna do this again at the end. So don't worry if you need a piece of paper to write down this info.
It's
but
coming later.
It's coming
Tim,
later.
Tim Murray's Witch is coming to which cities, Tim?
New York, Chicago, L.A., San Diego, and San Francisco.
And possibly streaming. We're not sure yet, but
it'll be streaming.
Watch okay, watch this space.
Watch the space
info.
For streams of witches.
Got it. We're all about streaming.
We're
now.
Talking We've, streaming all
off
day.
Off book
today.
Has made a hard left, and now we're only streaming.
Did you also see the witches? The like movie about from the I'll get this information out eventually. Okay.
The movie called Witches.
Yes.
With
Angelica Houston.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, that really scared me in my core as a child.
Well, it's an incredible, incredible scary movie for the first 22 minutes, and then it's about
mice.
Having a fun romp.
But
you're like, where
scary
this
for,
massive
it's scary
tone
for five
shift.
More minutes at the end.
I never made it to the end because I do not care about mice.
We cut to we cut to a science lab.
Oh, I know they're trying to learn, but I wish that they were our friends. I wish the scientists would fall in love with us and take us home so we could be friends. Why don't they like us? Why don't they like us?
Why don't they care?
Why don't they like us? Just mices, who care?
Run around in this maze, left, right, right, lefty cheese. And we stare up at them with our eyes, as if to say, please, won't you ask me about my day? Don't just focus on this maze. Don't you wanna know how I feel inside?
If there was a secret, I would unlock it. Ooh, I wish they would put me in their white coat pocket.
Give me a hat. Take pictures of me and bam, you're a star on Instagram. I wanna be somewhere out there. I wish these scientists cared. Why don't they ask me how my day is?
Why don't they like us? Why don't they like us? When we wish on the stars. Same sky above us. Why don't they lie? Arrival, make a wish.
I wish they would like us.
Yes, good, phew. Oh, I was afraid you weren't going to make the same wish that we all share.
You ever think about the, okay, I know that we only saw the sky that one time when they left the skylight open.
Yeah.
But do you remember when the moon was there?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it crazy to think that when we see the moon, when someone else sees the moon, somewhere else, we're all looking at the same moon?
Somewhere moons glow.
Are you listening to me and what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did, in fact, get distracted briefly. But
right. Sometimes a turtle walks by the outside of the lab. A tortoise. I'm sorry.
Sometimes all of a sudden you look out a window and you do see a giant tortoise and you have a hard time listening to your friend for 1 second, but now you're back.
No, it's okay. Now we're all back. Oh, my gosh. Has this part of the maze always been... Isn't usually this the end of the maze?
This is normally the end of the... Fievel, have you ever seen this turn in the maze before?
No. Usually we turn left there and then we're cheese, at the very
cheese,
end.
Cheese, but
this cheese, cheese. Cheese,
cheese, cheese. Cheese on Van Nuys.
This is open. Cheese, cheese, cheese. Cheese on Van... We always make a left at the cheese on Van Nuys.
Right. We named all the streets so that we could remember them.
That's right. See, this is the kind of thing that they would know about if they would just ask us. But the maze is like... open?
An open maze, a path before us, a way to vary up our days so they can't ignore us. That's what this inscription says.
I wonder who wrote this.
Who wrote this? Are you up for it? Fievel?
You know I'm always Mickey? Up for an adventure. Uh-huh. How about you, Kellyanne?
Yeah. Fievel, Mickey, and
Kellyanne.
They call me Kellyanne wrong way because I always go the wrong way.
Which is rude because they don't know that you're sort of doing, like, you mastered the maze immediately and now you're trying to make it work for Kellyanne.
That's right, I'm inspecting.
Now we can do the things we always dreamed of all our days. The things we promised we would do if we ever got out of this maze. Fievel, you can go east? Where did you say that you wanted to go? You said what you always wanted to do was put on a show.
A bunch of cats. I felt like a scared little mouse toy.
East. You wanna go east
of Broadway.
Tackle the stage, make your dreams real. Handle that beat.
You gotta go.
Malcolm, Dr. Glendale, where have all the freaking mice gone?
You know, Dr. Dr. Worthington, I see you gesticulating. Dr. Malcolm, I see you. We're all waving our hands. We're all doing an approximation of what we assume to be the emotions that other people feel. Can I just say, and I've thought this for a long time, and now that the mice seem to be gone, I think it's as good a time as ever to say it. I just don't care about mice. I'm having a really hard time caring about mice.
Oh. I'm sorry, there was something in my throat. I don't care about mice either.
You also don't care about mice.
I really don't care about mice at all.
It's hard to care about mice. They're small. I'm big. Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to care about mice?
Well, I find that the best way to care about mice is to imagine if I weren't big. What if I were small?
Like if I were a mouse?
If I were a mouse.
Huh. If I were a mouse, I would live in a house that was the right size for me. And I would eat all types of delicious things, not just peanut butter and cheese. And if I were a mouse, I would do my taxes and work in a science lab.
No.
And I'd wear a lab coat.
Wait.
And I would have lab friends. It would be awfully similar to the life that I had. If I were a mouse, I'd do what I'm doing now, but smaller. Chance you'd meet a man with a job opportunity, and you'd invest in cryptocurrency, and you'd make money cause you'd start short term, and about investment you would learn, and you'd move out of the baseboard and into a house, but a smaller house,
because I am a mouse.
If I were a mouse, I'd do what I'm doing now, but smaller. If I were smaller.
If I were a mouse, I'd have a bunch of kids.
You'd have a bunch of kids.
Do really fun things, like go to the mall and stuff.
Shop at Liz.
We'd all play on a Little League baseball team.
Little League baseball team.
I'd hate going to their games, if you know what I mean.
We know what you mean.
Lots of fights with my wife about it. She'd say you have to go, so stop being a dick. But I would not want to go to those baseball games. I just want to
exactly
work.
If you were a mouse, you'd do what you're doing now, but smaller.
But smaller.
Fight with your wife. If you were a mouse, you'd do what you're doing now, but smaller.
But smaller.
You'd watch your kids play t-ball, but the tee would be a goal. And the ball would be a ball of string, and you would still be like, oh, I hate going to these things, because if you were a mouse, we'd do what we're doing now, but smaller.
If you were a mouse, you're doing now, but smaller.
Small.
I'm saying is I don't know that I'm going to go after these mice. Let's just go get some new mice and start the experiment again.
Or birds.
Birds! Well, how are you even going to hitch a ride? None of these taxis or Ubers or Lyfts are stopping for us.
Maybe it's hard to be a tiny mouse in a big city.
Yeah. How far have we made it so far?
Where was the lab? Westchester.
Westchester. What we have to figure is West.
We were in Westchester.
We were in Westchester. By the way, have you guys noticed that in the lab next to us, there were all those white weasels in the lab in Westchester?
So many white weasels in Westchester, just weaseling about.
Whining, weaseling. All the white weasels were whining in the lab in Westchester.
All the white weasels were whining and dining in Westchester.
They were always dining. I forgot about the dining.
Oh, yeah. I think they were testing food safety. I think they work for the FDA.
The weasels?
The weasels.
Work for the white weasels who are whining and dining in Westchester.
That's right.
Fievel, you seem distracted.
Just thinking about it, all those white weasels wheezing while working in the... What did we say?
Westchester.
Westchester.
Wait, Fievel.
You want to talk to a white weasel?
You want to talk to a white weasel?
How'd you find your way out on the street, you little mice?
Yeah, you know, we white weasels were just going for a little white weasel walk.
You guys aren't better than us, so don't try to scare us.
We're not better than you.
Because we sure look a lot whiter and weaselier.
Yeah, you are whiter and weaselier, but we're small and brave. Small things can be brave and cool and also smart and also be on Broadway.
On Broadway?
Ooh, the great white wave.
Sounds like the place for a little white weasel to make their day.
I feel like a white weasel's going to have a great white weasel day on the great white weasel way.
Listen, if you guys want to try to help us get to Broadway, you can come with us. We're inclusive mice, but you can't bully us, and you can't, if you say one mean thing, then we're not going to let you come.
We won't bully you. What's your idea for a show? We definitely have a different idea for a show.
Okay, well, I'll happily tell you. We're just gonna be cool mice that dance around a lot. We're gonna do stuff that people think is hot. Yeah, we're gonna strip. We're gonna be mice that take off our clothes and skinny dip.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we are. You guys, get in the car.
You're saying a strip?
This is good for us because the weasels were gonna do something different. Something totally separate from what you're saying.
Good.
We were instead gonna get a little show on the marquee playing. We were gonna do Sweet Charity, but it sounds like you're not doing Sweet Charity. Well, there's a little bit of overlap with Sweet Charity, but we were gonna do Sweet Charity.
It sounds like you're stealing from us. Don't do that to us or my friend Gus Gus.
Where is Gus Gus?
I haven't seen Gus Gus. He was with us when we left.
If my friends could see me now, they would say, holy cow, cause I'm gonna stand up to you weasels like pow pow kapow.
Whoa!
You don't scare us and you can't steal our idea.
Yeah, you're right, and now that you say so, we're not doing Sweet Charity, we're doing Chicago. Ha! Sizzle! Who? Us! Weasels gonna take your trust!
Ha! Sizzle! Ooh! Us! Weasels gonna
steal your trust!
You're always trying to steal our show. Let me tell you, Chicago is a no-go. Don't try to be a sex pot. We mice, we're the ones who are hot.
It's going to be so very difficult to compete with a strip squeak, even though he's a pipsqueak. Got a new idea this week. Maybe we're not even gonna do a show at all. We'll be up in the balcony, standing so tall. And we'll bring a little book, and we'll write down notes. And we'll watch the whole show, and we'll write down quotes. And then after show is over, writing a scathing review. Kisses to my critics, that's what I say.
Wait, what?
Say something mean, it'll make my day.
Oh, I think mouse. Your dancing is only fine.
Get real, I am divine.
You're stripping, but you weren't even wearing any clothes.
That's what people like, everybody knows.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I guess that is the point. It's like they gotta sort of jump right to it. You go to a strip show and it's like,
we'll see if you can withstand and still say kisses to your critics. Kisses to my critics. Kisses to my critics. Oh, that's what you'll do.
Kisses to my critics. Kisses to my critics.
Will it be true?
Once the mice read the White Weasel's review.
What show exactly are they going to do on the Great White Way? And will those scientists get birds, or will we never hear from them again?
Find out when we return to the second half of
Kisses to My Critics.
The musical.
The musical. We're five little pussies.
See you in a second.
In a second. I'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, I don't know why I'm doing that to myself. Welcome back to the second half of Op Book, the improvised musical. When we last left these mice, they were trying to get past these weasels to the Great White Way. What will happen now as Fievel goes east? Find out in the second half of Kisses to My Critics. Okay, the birds were a mistake.
I do care about birds, but in a negative way.
This bird won't leave my shoulder. I'm on your shoulder. Oh, why did we get parrots? And old parrots who already know many words.
Poop, crap. Poop, crap.
We can't get anything done. These birds are absurd. These are absurd birds.
Pollywanna.
I'm the placebo.
Oh, no. I mean, yes. Good, but if you
hasta
know
that... Hasta la vista, baby.
You're the control.
Oh, you shouldn't know that. You shouldn't know that and stop telling all the other birds.
We know the ends of movie quotes.
Oh, no.
Aliens don't like water.
Oh, no. I've been waiting to finish that movie.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Paused at 45 minutes.
I gotta go see about a girl.
No.
Whoa, that one knows Good Will Hunting?
Oh, that one I have seen all of. These birds were a giant mistake. Hi. Yes, we were. Who, us? Ooh, these birds. What's the word? Ooh, yeah. Ooh, wah, wah, wow.
Here's the thing you gotta know about a parrot. We are all of your fears. If you put a parrot in a house, you better be prepared for a parrot for 80 years.
A
cock-a-coo. I'm out living
dinosaurs. What you got us in your house for? We'll repeat whatever you say, like the time you admitted that you were gay.
Oh yeah, we will say it out loud before you are feeling ready for your feeling proud. We'll totally rob you of that moment like a really bad friend. And remember, will I live you in the end?
Ooh, if it's not our story to share, we're just parents and we don't care. We'll tell secrets before you know them yourself, and we'll be alive when you're dead on a shelf.
You're doing it with your secretary.
You're in an open relationship, and now your grandparents know. We only take it fast, we got no time to take it slow.
Oh, ca-ca,
ca-ca, ca-coo, I'm outliving you and you and you. Ca-ca, ca-ca, ca-coo, I'm outliving you.
For the first time in forever, I care about mice.
For the first time in forever.
There'll be mice instead of birds.
We have to find these mice.
We gotta find these mice.
Wait a second. What's this at the back of the maze? An inscription. Well, who would have inscribed it?
Yeah, read what it says.
It says, yes, you've come to this part of the maze.
Oh, that's right, it's very long.
Try to ignore us, but you can't get to the end of our days. Something like that. It's hard to read, it's very small.
It's very small.
So small, and we're not used to being so small.
I'm big, and mice are small, and that's my main point of being unable to understand
them. When we tried to do it, we just thought everything would be the same. We didn't think about how shelves would be high, or how feet would be scary.
Feet are scary.
All right, let's get these birds out of here and get those mice back.
Just open the window. They'll be fine. I basically think you can let parrots go wherever and they'll just sort of thrive.
Yeah, that seems right.
Sure. Goodbye, parrots.
Be free, dinosaurs.
Your wife knows that you hate baseball. Thank God they're gone.
Fievel, listen, I know that we've been going through all the theaters trying to find one that we could get on when the show is dark.
You sure have, Kellyanne. They don't really want to let us use their Monday night.
That's crazy. Just like, let us use their Monday night.
No one's using the theater. It's dark on Mondays.
Sometimes it feels like lab scientists don't care about us, weasels don't care about us, and now Broadway doesn't care about us.
But it's just like you said, Faisal. Kisses to my critics. When it comes down to it, we gotta care about us.
That's right. You can't make art for other people because art is subjective. You can only make art for yourself.
Like, if I were putting on the show, if I was not just your backup dancer, like, my show would be like a big wheel of brie that I get to eat.
Whoa.
A big wheel. A wheel of brie with apples and honey. Shana Tova to those celebrating.
Oh yeah, Shana Tova, everyone. Happy New Year. And we will ride. We mouses will ride on a wheel of brie.
To that big wheel in
make if you were making a show?
If I were making a show.
And if I were making my show, and if I wasn't just the real hot piece of ass in your show that people came to see.
You got the cutest bubble butt.
My show would also be a wheel. But it's a metal wheel, and when you run around it, the metal goes squealy squeal. And there's a little tiny water bottle too, and you can suck water from the inside. And you suck it every day as the sun turns to night and day turns into night. Every day it's a tradition. Tradition. To all who celebrate, riding on a wheel is my tradition.
Tradition.
But to me, a wheel of brie also seems pretty great.
Fievel, what do you know?
I know I've been thinking only of myself. Should have paid attention to my friends and not put their feelings on the tiny shelf. I want to incorporate your dream and yours too. We cannot just do Fievel strip show. We can do a whole musical theater review.
Okay, though, but I've got an idea. Follow me, fat down. What if there's a wheel, but not an upright wheel? It's a wheel that's flat on the ground. And it rotates. And they're strippers, but they're more like prostitutes, you know.
Would you say maybe like lovely ladies?
Yeah, and it's like sort of French, I don't know.
Right.
What if there's a castle and it's on a cloud, and a girl sings about her dream, she dreams so loud.
Yes, that's great, and if you please, it begins with a man stealing a wheel of brie.
And then we go out down. There's a moment where it gets quiet around, where just you in a light, you're on your own.
As long as I'm Epcheesneen,
you'll be Epcheesneen.
And I'll be Jean Valjean.
And I'll be Cheese Inspector Javert.
I'll be Manchego. That's
yeah, everyone should take multiple roles. Who else will you be?
Can I be...
I'll be... Well, we'll need a Mr. and Mrs.
Tenardi Grunier.
Yeah, that's it. That's good. That's good.
And I'll be Gavnosh.
You'll be Gavnosh. I'll be Fondue Team.
And we should do it for not just these big Broadway houses, but for these other mice.
Yeah,
the small, off Broadway mice.
Off Broadway.
Some things are better in a small house.
I think this show particularly will be a real intimate experience. Hold on. Look at this. This is a cheese shop?
Bring, ding, ding. We just walked through the door?
And there was a tiny bell?
Hey, what can I get ya?
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just a New York cheese shop owner.
Oh,
I'm okay. Disgruntled.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot of dust in the shelves. Do people not come in here a lot?
No, people haven't been here in forever. And I always try to get people to come in. There was even this barber who came by earlier and was like, oh, I think I know you. And I was like, what if we bake people into the cheese? He didn't like that idea.
That was your idea or the barber's idea?
Hard to say. People debate that for years and years.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do you think you're having trouble because you're a tiny cheese shop in between two gigantic Broadway theaters?
Yeah. Hey, big Broadway is really making it hard.
We know what it's like to feel small. And also, you're the first human to ever give us the time of freaking day.
To look us in the eye?
To look us in the eyes?
I don't know why I said it that way, but you're the first one to look us in our eyes.
I'm happy to look you in the eyes because I know what it's like to be small. I come from very small, humble beginnings. I'm from Rhode Island.
And the smallest state.
Yeah, right.
Did you say the smallest college?
I said island.
Island. It's an island, sure.
I've never been there.
Sometimes I feel like I'm on an island all alone. Nobody here, none of the people, the big wig people going to see the Broadway has ever come in and get the cheese. A lot of them are rich, rich scientists and doctors.
Oh, we know the type.
I can't stand scientists. And by relation... doctors.
Listen, would you be interested in letting us put on a mice show that maybe would bring people into your cheese shop?
And if not people, definitely mice. And at least two white weasels who have promised to write a scathing review of whatever we do.
What are you kidding? I have this whole little space in the back for an off-Broadway theater nobody ever uses since all the improv is done in this town.
This is a great space. Really warm, nice low ceilings, close seats, make it feel intimate. The laughs bounce off each other. This is great.
It's really good. Some things do need an intimate space.
In fact, I would especially love for you to use this space because it was my mother's favorite thing. She died.
Oh.
She was a whore.
Uh-huh.
She was a prostitute.
Okay.
She had a friend who loved bread.
The oldest profession.
Okay.
Oldest profession.
Yeah.
And she had a friend who loved bread.
She had a friend who loved bread. He stole bread.
I'm so sorry. Let me blow the dust off of your name tag. Cosette?
Yeah, my name's Cosette.
And you sell this special wheel of Fontina cheese in honor of your late mother.
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy. This is the story for us to put on like Whisker Ops.
Yeah, Whisker Ops. Fievel, I think...
This is the show the people need. By people, I mean this Cosette and any mice who come.
You guys, everything seems to really be working together in synergy. I think we have to do the show here.
And mice gathered from all over.
And birds flew in
from
Central Park.
And two weasels elbowed their way.
Excuse me, pardon me.
Coming through.
Press media.
Look down, look down. We are very small.
Look down, look down. These scientists are tall.
My name's Kellyanne. I'm a mouse. I can't afford my own little house because a scientist keeps me in a maze.
Kellyanne, get out of here. You did not inspect this cheese. I will take all this cheese and throw it all away.
Another day in the maze. I keep track of all the days. I saw them as they begun, and now I'm up for 2, 4, 6, 0, 1.
Lovely cheeses, eat them as they go. Lovely cheeses.
I dreamed a dream that my friends would find cheese with me. I dreamed a dream that Fievel would go east one day.
There is a shelf that's not too tall. It is a place where I can read.
My own pretending cheese is beside me.
Another destiny, a never-ending road to cheese.
day. One more deal. One cheese.
I gotta write a review that says, this thing stinks. Stinks of delicious aged cheese.
Stinks like the stinkiest, most expensive cheese. I gotta tell ya, this white weasel was prepared to pan this thing down to Deadpan Alley and back.
But what is this? I'm leaking out of my eyeballs. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, you got me. Oh, to love another person is to see the face of cheese.
I'm this white weasel's watering right here.
You guys, scientists, I've never seen these mice in this sort of way before. I never even really noticed them as these feeling amazing things. It even makes me want to take my family here. Even maybe want to go to my kids' baseball games.
But you hate baseball games.
But these mice have moved me so much that I think I could learn to love it.
This makes me want to stop investing in cryptocurrency and instead invest in the love and time of my family.
This makes me want to think about being small in a real way.
Fievel, you did it! You did your show!
And you did our show!
And you did this show! And you did that show!
And by focusing on the thing that we loved, it turns out it really resonated with a bunch of other people.
I think we're gonna need a bigger boat. A parrot! Not now!
And Cosette, thank you so much for letting us use this beautiful theater space in the back of your cheese shop.
You guys have made my whole life complete. This is a beautiful tribute to my mother.
Cosette, can I ask you a question?
Anything.
You see, I see you have a very little pen and a very that you can write really, really small with.
Yeah. I made a little, I make little riddles and I send them off to Westchester.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I knew that you guys would come. I knew you were the chosen ones.
Oh my gosh. Cosette, I feel like I just met a wizard. Now that I pull back the curtain in this cheese shop.
And when you're finally face to face with a wizard, it's hard to know when will the feeling stop.
The wizard and you.
You are the wizard.
The wizard and you.
And for once you'll know for certain that I was the one in charge. Now your mission made you feel large, because I'm a wizard with witchy wonderful powers. That's why I helped you belt that song in the 11th hour.
The end!
Critics with the incredible Tim Murray.
Thank you so much, Tim. Tell the people where they can see you and when.
Yes.
Come see Tim Murray's Witches October 4th and 5th in New York City, October 8th in Chicago, October 19th in San Francisco, 22nd in San Diego, and 25th in LA. And yes, baby, I will be improvising a song about witches.
Hell yeah. What is there a best place for people to find links for?
Yes, go to my Instagram or my TikTok at TimMurray06, and the link tree is in my bio.
Find a convenient link tree near you.
Listen. Or if you just type in Tim Murray's Witches into Google, they all pop up.
All your answers are growing in a link tree, as they always are. Thank you, Scott Passarella. Thank you, Brett Morris. Thank you, Dana Wickens. Thank you, you dear listener.
Okay, well, figure out a way to see us on October 2nd, I guess.
Yeah. There's a myriad of them. Maybe one of them works for you.
We'd love to see you there. Thank you so much for everyone who's bought tickets so far. We really appreciate it. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
Yeah. Oh. I'm making a mental note to only do that riff in a key where I can really belt at the end. This one's funny. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.